Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Integrative Health and Nutrition Coach, Angela Atkins.
Welcome to another edition of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com. And today, my special guest is Susan Haller. And let me tell you a little bit about Susan. For over 25 years, Susan has delved ever deeper into the limitless possibilities available to us through vibrational medicine, courageously following clear guidance from her guides, angels, and other beings. She has a unique perspective on the power of frequency to heal. Susan's passion is helping people clear out destructive patterns and energy that doesn't serve, guiding them to raise their vibration. Her vibrational healing work combines her exceptional clair gifts with powerful effects of sound and vibration. Using tuning forks, crystals, and other frequency-enhancing tools, Susan helps jumpstart healing at the cellular level, balancing the nervous system, charging the electrical system, refreshing DNA, clearing blockages and entities. Susan teaches how sound can be targeted to bring transformation to ourselves and the planet. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Angela. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. There's so much to talk about, but I really want to jump right in and tell everyone, what is vibrational medicine?
Well, vibrational medicine is bringing the body back to harmony. The things that we do in life, well, everything vibrates. And the things that we do in life, if we're not eating real food or if we're under a lot of stress, our normal, harmonious vibration is out of whack. So using tuning forks and other sound healing things that are at a higher vibration than the distortion, the body wants to resonate with the higher vibration. So you're bringing that distorted low frequency up to a higher frequency, and then it's no longer diseased, or the body can begin to heal itself.
That's a wonderful concept. I know we have learned even more recently that everything is frequency, vibration, and energy. So what brought you to this field? How did you get into this?
Spirit brought me here. I've had just a lifetime of a lot of pain, a lot of physical issues, and I learned eventually that the universe doesn't do anything to us, it does it for us. So before I was even understanding vibrational medicine or any of this, you know, I was in the mainstream medical world, you know, getting treatments. But I had such debilitating pain and such debilitating skin issues. I was getting all kinds of, you know, medical treatment. And then I went and they said, we can't continue this treatment because your kidneys are going to shut down. Your body is shutting down because of the treatments. So I was kind of left on my own to figure this out. That's when Spirit stepped in and started guiding me. And then I began working with people. Like 25 years ago, I had all the Reiki certifications, and then I learned about emotion code and got a certification in that. But afterwards, it was like everything was directly led by Spirit. I began working with someone that had cancer, and it's like, I don't really know any more than my training what to do. And that person's guides showed up and told me everything to do. It first told me to start working with the chakras, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. You know, so I got looked up on the internet and just got a picture of the chakras. And then every step of the way, I've been guided. And then sound began to be, someone offered to loan me tuning forks. All right, well, I'll play with that. And I could see a difference in what was happening with the sound, with the frequencies. And that I started researching because I thought, I love this. I can see such an immediate result. So I got a sound table, started working with crystals, and learned so much about how information is stored in crystals. And I learned how to retrieve some of that information. So every step along the way is just led by spirit.
That's so fascinating. You did mention that there was some training involved. What type of training is there?
Training with Reiki. I got Reiki
training. Oh, you were talking about Reiki training. I see. So you were trained as in Reiki, and then you moved into the sound healing.
Emotion code.
Emotion code. Tell us a little bit about emotion code.
So emotion code is the premise that emotions that we don't process, anger, grief, whatever that we don't process, can get trapped in the body. And with those emotions trapped there, then that's, you know, like a ripe field for disease and different issues. So by muscle testing, I learned a muscle test back in the early 2000s, so 25, 20-something years ago. I was learning about that, and that's included in emotion code. So you muscle test for trapped emotions.
And can you give me an example of what a muscle testing is?
Muscle testing is the body stays strong for truth, and it goes weak for not truth. So you can loop your fingers together, make a circle with your thumb and your middle finger on both hands. This is the way I do it. There's many techniques. So I ask a question or hold something in mind and then pull, and the circles break if it's not true, or hold strong if it is true. So I can ask, you know, a different, by using a chart to see where the trapped emotion is or what the trapped emotion is. And then I'll ask, do I need to understand or know more in order to release it? So I get a yes or no. And then intuitively I get information, and then I test to see if that's correct. Once I get the clear from the person's higher self and through muscle testing, then I use a magnet down the governing meridian. I intuit or call that emotion to the governing meridian, and then I clear it with a magnet.
Now, does that governing meridian align with a chakra? Is that what you're talking about?
The governing meridian runs from the upper lip over the head and down the spine.
Okay.
So just catching part of that, you know, with a magnet. I don't have to really rub the magnet over your lip. I can just move it, or just start with the top of the head. And so that clears those out. But that has evolved when I'm doing a session on someone, when I have them on the treatment table or on the sound table. Sometimes I can see where their emotions trapped, and I can clear them out that way. Or at the end of the session, I just have them sit up and I clear it with a magnet. I don't always have to search for that anymore. Some people come for just an emotion code session, but then other people, you know, they're coming for the full gamut, the full sound healing. And then if those trapped emotions show up, I clear them out there.
Can you describe what a sound healing session is, where you are actually doing the vibrational medicine work?
Sure. I use the sound through the table. You know, there are speakers in the table, so I choose a high vibration music to come through. Then a session includes balancing the nervous system, aligning, clearing, balancing the chakras, refreshing the DNA. Trying to think, because I do it so intuitively. But in the beginning of a session, I'll hold a person's head, and a lot of times I'll get the answers to what the major issue is, that's when spirits open up, you know, and tell me what's going on with the body many times. I also do a clearing of any energy parasites that may be in the body. In this day and time with what's going on in the world, a lot of people, you know, have anxiety and fear, and an energy parasite is drawn to that, you know, so then we become inundated with those types of energies that are just feeding off our negative emotions. So I was clearing that out with a golden mesh where I run through and pick up the energies, but spirit has changed that in the past month. Now it's like a wash that comes up through the body, and mostly I just watch that happen. But I can see.
Do you think this change is because we are changing in our world? Our world is changing?
Yeah, lots of things. There are so many people that carry the heaviness of what's going on here on the planet. And that just builds up in the body. And that's why so many people are sick also. And then you get to where the heaviness of all that, and you're not eating correctly, and you're not nourishing the physical body the way you should. So that just adds to the issues. So clearing that out, watching that wash, you know, go through the body and then come out into the earth, and then a white light comes over the top of the head and just floods the body with a light that comes through the crown. That's really beautiful to watch because I can see that body becoming lighter once that's cleared.
What's the typical response or reaction from your client while these things are happening? Are they involved, or are they just relaxed and just not active? They're just allowing things to happen?
All of the above. Some people like the interaction throughout a session. Some people cannot stay awake, which I say that's beautiful because the body's receiving everything it needs. The field, the biofield, everything is happening for that person and the mind's not in the way. But some people participate, you know, they can feel what's going on, you know, and they're helping in their own healing, which is good. So there's no right or wrong answer, and, you know, everything's good in that aspect. It's whatever serves that person. A lot of times the reaction will be, I feel high after it, or I'm so relaxed, or just get into an ethereal energy. You know, so you just have to be still, and I don't rush anyone off the table because sometimes it really takes a little bit to get back in the body and get relaxed again.
Do people recount to you that they have some sort of experience sometimes, like something is happening while you're going through the session?
Yes, many times that happens. And everyone's unique. It's all different every time, but some of them hear their guides, see their guides come in, or see angels come in. A lot of times when I'm working with someone that's seriously ill, the angels come in, or I can call them in, which really provides this beautiful energy. Sometimes extremely powerful. Sometimes it's a gentle energy just to nudge the body to start healing itself. So depends on the person's, what their belief system is too.
Can you talk a little bit about the different frequencies that are used? Because I know you use tuning forks, and I assume each one has its own unique properties. Can you describe that to us?
Right. Well, the main two tuning forks that are most important to me are the 528 and 432 hertz. 528 it's called the miracle frequency. I use that one also as part of the protocol that I do. So I use that 528 to flip the polarity of batteries that have gone awry. When someone is really ill, it's probably because they're not receiving the correct voltage.
Because we're stress. Electrical beings, is what you're
we
saying.
We are electrical. We're electromagnetic beings. So thoughts are electrical, emotions are magnetic. So all of this stuff just doesn't work properly when we're ill. And if your cells, your body, your organs, whatever, are not getting the proper voltage, they have a hard time healing, or they can't kickstart that healing. So by using the 528, I send that current through the crown and then up the spine in the root chakra. So that, if I continue to do that until the polarity of the battery flips, and then just by waving one of those tuning forks, 528 or 432, over the body, it starts to charge again. And I can test that with a pendulum. So if someone is not receiving a charge somewhere in their body, the pendulum is going to go counterclockwise and then clockwise when it's receiving a charge. So that is really important for giving the body the balance and the healing it needs. So I don't heal anyone. I give them all of these tools for their body to heal itself. So
I think that's a very important concept that people need to really absorb and recognize, that our bodies are self-healing. We don't have to go to someone else to heal us. We heal ourselves through a variety of means. Vibrational healing is obviously one of the ones that really adjusts our frequency. And that gives us just another tool in our arsenal, so to speak, in order to heal ourselves.
Absolutely.
What, in your estimation, what are some of the profound things that you've seen that people are able to use vibrational medicine to heal themselves with?
Well, I see a lot of people with their, and my term is their nervous system jacked up. And so other tuning forks that I use are the Pythagorean set and the Fibonacci set. And those really get the nervous system settled. And it balances the left and right hemispheres of the brain. But it flows through the body in such a way that the nervous system calms down. I work with the vagus nerve also, with these, the Fibonacci set actually. I hold that on the vagus nerve, just because that goes throughout the body, that nerve. And if it's, screaming because it's out of balance, again, the body has a difficult time healing itself. I mean, we have a lot of hurdles to cross once our body's got out of balance or diseased, where it's no longer in harmony, no longer functioning properly. So there are some contraindications with that. I make sure that no one's had any brain issues or anything like that. You have to be careful. No pacemaker when you put it on the body. However, off the body in the biofield, they can accept those frequencies. So that's where the Pythagorean forks come into play. They can do the same thing, except they're used in the biofield, not directly on the body.
So there are options. This is available to everybody, basically, because no matter what your current condition, there is an opportunity to use vibrational healing to begin your own journey to healing.
Absolutely. So I say, if somebody goes into a building that's just so inundated with EMFs, or there's a lot of toxic energy, that's still in your field. If you're using tuning forks in your field, that's good high vibration energy in your field. So one way or the other, you're inundated. So let's choose, what serves us, what heals us, what keeps us in balance and in harmony.
Is there anything you can recommend that people can do themselves before, having to go see somebody for vibrational healing? Is there something we can do to maintain our balance?
Yeah, eat real food.
I totally agree with that one. That's my key thing as a health and nutrition coach.
But also what we put on our body, what we expose ourselves to, if you're exposing yourself to even the selection of movies or what you watch on TV, if you watch TV, if you're subjecting yourself to negativity or watching the news, all of those things bring that vibration down. And just sometimes you just get into a state that you just can't seem to get out of it. It's like a trap. What you put on the body, so many toxins with all of these products that are made that go straight into your organs, straight into your body. So it's all maybe a little faster than what you eat. One way or the other,
Well, the
it's
body,
not
the
good.
skin is the largest organ. So putting things on your skin that have a toxic base to them, with some chemicals or pollutants that we have from just our environment, that's going to be the first thing that affects us, I would think. Everything
Right.
external going through our skin.
Right. Well, I think it's 20 minutes that whatever you put on your skin reaches every organ in the body.
Wow.
So it's faster than eating because you're, not digested and
Right.
distributed through the body that fast. So everything we consume, whether skin, digestive, or in our minds, affects us. So clearing that, grounding, there's just so many things. Just the healthy diet and choose a group of people, your community, that have a higher vibration. Find your tribe that's working to improve themselves. And you improve yourself, you're improving the planet. You're affecting the world
Absolutely.
around you with that high vibration.
Beautiful, beautiful. One thing you mentioned, I wanted to go back to. You talked about crystals providing information. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, crystals carry a very high vibration on their own, So if you have, number one, a lot of crystals in your house or crystals on your body or whatever, that's another way to feed yourself higher vibration. But the Lemurian crystals have striations on them or little lines on them. That's actually where information's been recorded in them. So when you're in tune with those crystals, you can read or receive the information that's stored there. Some of them have a little triangle in the top. It's called a record keeper, so that's even more information stored there.
That sounds
So
like a whole topic separate that we could go down into.
exactly.
It seems like
It's
there's a lot
huge.
to the crystals. I brought that up because you had mentioned about them storing information. I found that to be an interesting topic, but I really do want to focus on the vibrational medicine. Is there something that we can do besides, taking care of how we eat and what we put in and on our bodies, that we can do to help maintain or to balance our frequencies before seeing someone, to do a larger clearing or a larger health improvement?
Well, I think learning that we have the power within us. So, superpowers, some of our superpowers, we have quite a few, are our intention, imagination, but our voice is a big one. So, our voice is the expression of our vibration because all of our organs are vibrating. So, this is our song. What comes out of our mouth. This is how we express ourselves. Humming is a really good way to give the body an internal massage. And if you use your intention to direct your humming, you can put it anywhere in the body. If you've got a sore throat, make sure that that hum stays right there. If you've got a gut issue, hum, change that tone of the hum until you can feel it in your gut or wherever there is an issue. You can do the same thing with chanting or toning. you know, with that sound, which is your healer, your who you really are, you can use that directed out. Singing, anything that you're using your voice with intention.
That is fascinating, Susan. I really love that. The idea of humming to help heal like a sore throat or even lower into the gut to be able to help an upset stomach. That's fascinating. I really love that. How can people get in touch with you? I mean, you offer such a wide spectrum here with, you know, the Reiki, the vibrational medicine, the crystal. I mean, there's just so much here you have to offer. How can people get in touch with you?
Just through my website. It's susan-haller.com, and it's Haller.
We'll put the link in with the podcast so people can go directly to you.
Thank you.
So is there anything like you would like to leave us with a thought or some guidance how to move forward to maintain the right frequency?
Just making those positive choices and knowing you're a powerful being. We have this power. It's just been suppressed with all of the way the world is, with all of our, programming, you know. The program comes in so many ways, and we've accepted that as true. So learning that's not who we are. Who we really are is a spirit here experiencing a physical body, an expression. So remember that we have the power to heal ourselves, and we have the power to reach out for help. And when we ask for help, there's just all of those kinds of ways, and making choices that are in your best interest.
That's just lovely. Thank you so much, Susan. This has been a wonderful chat we've had. I hope people who listen to this find some real sense of ownership of taking care of their own bodies, because we have that power. And that power, like you said, through our voice is where we can start. And I think that is just so, I just feel it empowers me to feel like I can use my own voice to keep myself balanced, to keep my frequency at the right level. So thank you for that. Thank you for that guidance. And thank you to everybody for listening in. And I hope you'll join us again on the next edition of Nutrition Prescription. Until then, this is Angela Atkins saying be well.
When I was extremely sick with multiple autoimmune diseases years ago, I experienced real healing once I cleared my home, food, and personal products of toxic substances. What conventional medicine could not heal through pharmaceuticals, the natural medicinal properties of essential oils became my healing path. Once I found doTERRA essential oils and products, it was simple for me to replace all the toxic substances in my home, my medicine cabinet, and in my life in general. This was the beginning of my journey to wellness. I invite you to share in this journey with me. Go to mydoterra.com/yourhealthunbound to start your own journey to natural wellness, or click on the link in the description.